Officials with the Licking Regional Water District say they will renew its permit for a second wastewater treatment facility along the Route 161 corridor near Alexandria. The district, once called Southwest Licking Community Water and Sewer District, claims the Jersey Mill Road plant will not suffice for sewage treatment demands. The Ohio EPA will have a public hearing on the issue January 23rd in Alexandria. Westerville is sharing some eco-friendly wrapping tips for a greener Christmas morning. Look for wrapping paper that's recycled or biodegradable. Use reusable gift bags and boxes, repurpose cardboard shipping boxes, and choose paper-style tape. The Westerville Electric Division is also collecting holiday lights for recycling at 139 East Broadway Avenue. The Crossroad Crusaders is holding their annual free Christmas feast tomorrow at the American Legion Post 85 on South 6th Street in Newark. The meal will begin at noon and feature ham, potatoes, stuffing, rolls, cherry pie, and coffee and tea. I'm Eric Brown reporting. A man is facing charges in connection with a fatal shooting near Licking Heights West Elementary School Sunday morning. 23-year-old Nico Matthews Cooper was arrested in Grove City after being accused of killing a man during a drug deal. Matthews Cooper remains in the Franklin County Jail in lieu of posting a $1 million bond. Columbus-based retailer Big Lots has announced they'll close all remaining stores by early January after 57 years of doing business. Big Lots failed to reach a deal to be acquired out of bankruptcy by Nexus Capital Management, but they are continuing to look for a new buyer. The chain started closing some of their stores in June before closing their distribution center in Columbus back in October. The Salome family will be providing a free Christmas dinner to the community once again this year. Organizers say they will be delivering food between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Wednesday. If you'd like to request a meal to be delivered to your home, please call 740-975-1513. The deadline to sign up is tomorrow. I'm Eric Brown reporting.